Welcome to Better Health for Busy People, brought to you by healthmentors.nz. Today, we're talking all about what is health. So what is health? Specifically, what is good health? It's a pretty big question, and I think it's a pretty important question for us to answer as well. When I asked one of my clients this question the other day, he pondered it for a little while, and he came back and said, look, it's pretty easy to define what good health isn't, but I'm really struggling to tell you what it is. And most of us actually understand health this way. It's pretty common. And for the most part, it's the way that the healthcare systems deliver their services. They help you to not have bad health, or help you at least to not die from bad health. But once you've stopped being sick or injured or recovered from your health challenge, they don't actually help you to improve your health any further. And in fairness to the people who work within these systems, and I've been one of them, they're short on time. They aren't incentivized to actually take you and improve your health to improve your performance. And they may not actually have the training to help with that aspect of health as well. So wellness evangelists will tell you that good health is all about thriving and manifesting your best self. But what the hell is that exactly? Are we supposed to just do anything other than try and wish ourselves healthy? The World Health Organization defines health as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. And this is starting to get a little bit more helpful, I think. So we want to be good, doing good physically, we want to be doing good mentally, we want to be doing good socially. And the Te Whare Tapawhā framework of health would add in doing well spiritually into that mix, but not necessarily in a religious sense. And as well as those four, I'd argue for throwing in doing well vocationally as well, considering we spend so much of our lives working. So we're starting to define what good health might be, and it's a really broad picture. And at the most basic, it's doing well at a high level across the board in our lives. So we still haven't actually defined what good health is, but we're starting to shape it a little bit. And really, the person who gets to define what good health looks like for me is me. I'm the person who understands my life. I'm the person who understands my values and my desires the best. And this doesn't mean that I shouldn't listen to the professionals about how to look after my health, what to do for that weird rash that's popped up. It doesn't mean that I should ignore the recommendations of healthy living guidelines or activity protocols. But instead, it means that I should think about my life broadly and define what good looks like for me in each area. And when you start to do this, I'd actually encourage you to stay away from defining good by target numbers, because chasing numbers is often a recipe for frustration and guilt if you don't achieve them when you want to. And actually, feeling frustrated and guilty don't add particularly to good health, and they can derail us on our health journey as well if we're trying to improve our health trajectory and we're not hitting what we want to be hitting. And we're feeling guilty and frustrated about it, sometimes we just throw in the towel and say, look, what's the point here? I'm just going to stuff this. So a more helpful way, I reckon, to think about it and to think about good health is by the practices that you want to implement and how you want to feel. So for example, for me, at the moment, good health looks like feeling strong, feeling flexible, having enough gas to put my foot down if and when I need to do it, being able to handle stressful situations in a way that I'm proud of, being able to calm myself down, eating food that nourishes me and makes me feel good while I'm eating and afterwards as well. We don't want one of those KFC hangovers popping up. Having deep connections with loved ones, having a supportive group of mates, having a purpose and having something that excites me to get up and get out of bed in the morning. And having a restful sleep on a regular basis. And I'm not hitting all of those ones, but I know what good looks like in those areas. So I can start to think about how I want to work to them. So when I start to define what good looks like for me, I can put some practices into my life to move myself towards good rather than just trying to manifest a thriving state while I sit on the couch and watch Netflix. And when I start with good in mind, then I can test out tactics and strategies until I find something that works for me. So I'm going to leave you with a question. What does good health look like for you? And what does it look like in the broader sense of your life?